Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Rally to Save the Mattole Forest, Sunday, September 15th at noon at Monument Gate in Del Rio. Take that Del Rio exit off of Highway 101, then almost 6 miles up Monument Road. Join hundreds of peaceful protesters in demanding an end to Maxam Pacific Lumber Company's liquidation of our forests and destruction of the Mattole watershed. This sensitive ecosystem includes thousands of acres of old-growth Doug fir and a unique habitat for many threatened and endangered species, including the spotted owl, the red tree vole, the golden eagle, and coho salmon. On September 15th, hundreds of local residents, forest activists, students, and environmentalists from throughout the region will hold a mass rally and legal demonstration to show community support for a halt to logging in the Mattole. Join us as we demand that Maxam Pacific Lumber stop clear-cutting, stop cutting old growth, stop logging on steep and unstable slopes, and stop spraying herbicides. For more information, including specific directions, call 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Or go to sf.indymedia.org. That's sf.indymedia.org and visit their forest page. Once again, that's the Mass Rally to Save the Mattole Forest, Sunday, September 15th at noon at the Monument Gate off of the Del Rio exit on Highway 101 and 6 miles up Monument Road. Gila National Forest allotment saved from livestock. Tonto National Forest removes cows. The Gila National Forest abandoned plans to reopen the Cold Springs allotment in the Membrez Valley to grazing by 25 horses belonging to an outfitter guide operation. Reopening the Cold Springs allotment would have violated several resource protection laws. The Gila National Forest moved the horses to the Indian Creek allotment, which is already permitted to over 50 cattle, but was taken out of use in late 2000 for lack of water. The Center for Biological Diversity complained to the Tonto National Forest supervisor about the constant trespass by cows into critical habitat for native fish in the lower Verde River and multiple instances of cattle trashing riparian areas on the forest, a problem that is particularly acute during droughts due to a lack of forage elsewhere. In response, Tonto Forest officials said the cows had been ordered off the Sears Club, Chalk Mountain, Red Creek, and Blackjack allotments, while a proposed stock tank cleanout that would involve running a bulldozer in the Mazatzal Wilderness was suspended. For more information, go to the Center for Biological Diversity's website, www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. Study links temperature range to air traffic. The terrorist attacks on New York and the Pentagon a year ago gave climate researchers an unusual opportunity to study the effects of contrails, the drifting streaks of heavy exhaust plumes left by aircraft. Immediately after the attacks, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered the skies cleared, except for military aircraft, and the suspension of flights lasted for 3 days. Because of that, hardly any contrails were over the United States. A result of that, said Dr. David J. Travis, lead author of a study published in the journal Nature, was an unusual widening of the average daily temperature range, the difference between the daily high and the evening low temperatures. Dr. Travis and his colleagues theorized that the absence of contrails was responsible for the difference. In areas of high-density air traffic, contrails contribute to thicker cloud coverings that reflect warmth from the earth, making days cooler, but trap heat radiated from the ground, making nights warmer. This can harm natural ecosystems that are adapted to extreme temperatures. The scientists based their conclusions on data gathered from more than 4,000 weather stations and compared them with other United States data collected from 1971 through 2000 for three periods, September 8th through 11th, 11th through 14th, and 14th through 17th. For the 30-year period, the average daily difference between the high and low temperatures of the 9-day period showed an overall decrease, but in the 3-day period when the flights were suspended, the average daily temperature range increased by 2 degrees. This increase is greater than any of the recordings for the same 3 days in the earlier 30 years. This story written by Ayana E. Morales of the New York Times. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come